Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I felt manipulated.
Why?
Because obviously I felt like, you know, he's saying one thing to me, saying another thing to his wife, saying another thing on the campaign trail. I don't know who the real Anthony Weiner is, I guess.
How would you describe him? I read one quote that suggested you thought he was a dirty old man.
He actually said that about himself to me. The exact wording was that he's an argumentative, perpetually horny, middle-aged man. And at the time, I was like, oh, no, you're not. But, yes, he is.
There's 23-year-old Sydney Leathers talking to Inside Edition's Jim Murray about her changing opinion of Anthony Weiner after the scandal that involved her, Ms. Leathers, exploded in the news media this week. The Anthony Weiner case, believe it or not, number one in terms of discussion visibility on this week's Talk Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Here we go with another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 26th of July. We'll go through the top 10 hits in order, starting at number one, thanks to the folks at Talkers.com. At number 10, Major League Baseball and the suspension of Ryan Braun, number 10. At number 9, the birth of England's new prince. Yep, that's number 9. Number 8, the unrest in Egypt. Yep. Number 7, the president's plan for the economy. Number 6, immigration reform. Number 5, the bankruptcy filing of the city of Detroit. This is week number 2 for that discussion. This is week number 938, it seems, that Obamacare is in the focus, and that's number 4. The verdict aftermath of the Zimmerman trial, number 3. NSA surveillance, number 2. And Weiner is number 1. So let's listen to Sean Hannity here talk to former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani about Anthony Weiner.
You can't make up.
Oh, you can't.
This is Sidney Leathers, Carlos, whatever his name.
Danger.
Danger.
You can't make it up. I mean, there are any number of shocking parts, but the most shocking is that after he left Congress, after he said he was going to stop this, and then he goes and runs for mayor, and he's been doing it all during that period of time.
What is he thinking?
I have no idea. I never understood Anthony anyway when he was in the city council or a strange guy. I mean, he's a really, really strange guy. Obviously, even more troubled than we originally thought. If he had done this once, put some time between then and now, straighten himself out, fine. But obviously, he still has this compulsion or this problem. It's been ongoing. You know,
you've been the mayor, and arguably, you were mayor during the most trying time in New York history. Can you have these impulse control issues and be mayor of New York City?
I think he needs help. It's quite obvious that he's crying out for help, and the best place to do that is privately, not running for office. The fact is that I would oppose Anthony Weiner whether this happened or didn't happen. I think Anthony was a terrible congressman. I mean, I can't even see what's on the other side of the ledger. I mean, one side of the ledger, we have all this. You can think it's awful. You can think it's terrible. You can think it's part of his private life. So now let's look on the other side of the ledger. What legislation did he ever pass? What did he ever accomplish? Some of his Democratic colleagues will tell you that he was a pretty useless congressman. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the heck he's running on.
Well, Charlie Rangel said something interesting, and I hope it's not true. He said it will not have any impact on New York Democratic voters. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. I see a lot of New York Democrats wanting him to drop out of the race. In fact, you know, for you and me to say he should drop out of the race, Republicans, conservatives, they can just laugh that off and say it's partisan. But an awful lot of Democrats are saying he should drop out. And it doesn't help the Democratic Party to have a candidate like that. I mean, it hurts, particularly with him and Spitzer at the same time running.
It's unbelievable.
It creates a terrible image nationally. A couple weeks ago, I testified before Congress right after Spitzer was suggesting he'd run. I had Democratic members coming up saying to me, what's wrong with your city? How can both these guys be running?
Well, it's interesting because all of the candidates, the Democratic candidates, are all talking about eliminating all the policies you put in place that lower the murder rate from well over 2,000.
Well, I mean, I think they're heading us right for Detroit. I mean, if you think about it, why is New York not Detroit? We were Detroit.
You think New York could head towards?
Well, I don't think it could get as bad as Detroit because we have a lot more assets, you know, than Detroit has. But right now, we don't have agreements with any of the unions. I think they're 2-3 years old. The city is in a difficult fiscal situation. If those unions demand more than they should, you need a mayor who can be independent of those unions and sit down and say, I'm sorry.
Up next, more on Anthony Weiner on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount room upgrade at late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
This is Talk Radio's Weekly Review. It is the Countdown Show, and I am Doug Steffen, and we are moving up from number one, but we'll stick here at number one for a while in the world of the top ten. Wiener, number one this week, host April Zsezbaugh and Stephen Tubbs talking to Rebecca Cinderbrand from Politico.com about Anthony Wiener acknowledging his guilt in the sexting scandal and yet insisting that he intends to stay in the mayoral race in New York anyway.
Essentially, we learned that even after Anthony Weiner was disgraced the last time and resigned from Congress, he still continued his bad behavior, including sexting with various women up until last summer.
That's right. And, you know, you look at the timeline, and it's even beyond that as well. It's, you know, you look at the timing of some of this, and you see, you know, there was a very People magazine spread that he did kind of early on when he was launching his comeback tour last year. And the relationship with this woman, this online relationship that apparently continued for several months, started the week before that People magazine spread appeared. And so you have to ask yourself, you know, when you look at the timeline of this, what are voters can forgive someone who can embark on that kind of relationship, even as they're preparing to re-enter the public eye? What kind of judgment that shows?
Yeah, maybe not just the voters, but what about people, the political backers that he may have had? I mean, it seems like we live in a very forgiving society where you can forgive maybe somebody for their misdoings and wrongdoings once, but then twice, who knows how this is going to shake out? And then I wonder if his wife is going to maybe face some criticism. You stick by him one time, but then now she's still supporting him after he's doing this. Anything but, you know, what you'd pretty much determine would be a smart political run so far.
Well, and the interesting thing is, you look at poll numbers and up until this point, he's actually been either at the very top of the polls or close to it in the most recent polls. You know, you had Quinnipiac polls, Marist polls out recently that showed him leading the pack. And so, you know, it really comes down to the voters. You talk about backers. Well, you know, it's interesting he's been relatively devoid of high-profile political backers. This has been a campaign that's been masterminded, run, in all aspects, essentially, from the mind of Anthony Weiner. And so, you know, this is, he doesn't have a lot of helping hands to kind of fall back on. People, prominent public voices, were prepared at this point to come forward to defend him.
Yeah, you're around politics every day. I'm wondering, I would be surprised to see his opponents, you know, quickly jump on this and kind of just point out, I mean, really, is this the guy you want leading America's largest city?
Well, and you've already had that. I mean, like, very quickly, even as, you know, he was giving his statement, you had some of his opponents in the race come out yesterday and say, you know, like, Bill Blasio, he's the guy who actually stands to gain the most if Weiner were to drop out of the race. He was first out of the gate. Say, enough is enough, and it's time for Anthony Weiner to step down and leave the race. And you had New York City's most prominent papers, obviously, you know, the media capital of the world. Yesterday's press conference was kind of an epic scene with kind of reporters circling. And so, the question is how long he can sustain this. You know, he's someone who his base has been these kind of working class, out-of-borough ethnic voters who the question is whether they can kind of stomach the repeat, this kind of repeated behavior. And
yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out.
Host Rob Hunter and Carrie Dozier talking about Anthony Weiner's comments that he doesn't think New Yorkers care about the mistakes he's made in his own personal life.
So Sydney Leathers is the girl that Anthony Weiner texted last year. This is after he resigned from Congress, after he said he was on the mend, and right literally a week before he took a photo, a family photo for People magazine. He starts talking to this chick. So this chick is out speaking today. Her name again, Sydney Leathers.
He actually said that about himself to me. The exact wording was that he's an argumentative, perpetually horny, middle-aged man. And at the time, I was like, oh, no, you're not. But yes, he is.
I had no idea you were argumentative. The other part I had. This is so funny to sit here and watch this whole thing unfold. Not because this is real drama and this involves real people, and I don't mean to poke fun at what's going on in their marriage, because I'm imagining it's pretty darn chilly in the Weiner-Abedin household right now.
Oh, yeah.
But just watching this and watching the characters come out, you can't make this up. This story, this drama is so full of double entendres that it's hard not to use them every second because they're too easy and they're too dang funny. Anthony Weiner, of course, running for mayor of New York City, disgraced 2 years ago when he came out and said, yes, I was sending inappropriate sexual text messages with people that I didn't know. I'm leaving. He resigns. Then he says, a year later, I'm past it. People magazine calls him up and says, hey, how about a one-year anniversary photo? Great.
Do it.
Come see me. Because, by the way, I'm mounting a campaign for New York City mayor. And so this would be a great time for me to get some great publicity. So they say all the right things and take the picture. And he says, I'm past it. I'm over it. I don't do this anymore. 1 week later, he starts a relationship with this one. And he has admitted that there are two more. Three in total. So the guy's on the campaign trail. And the reporters in the last 24 hours have just been following him around like, we've got to ask you questions. And somebody made the time to say, are there any more, by the way? And he said, yeah, maybe as many as three.
There's a thing on the board.
Oops.
Yeah. He also said this, which I found fascinating. This is Anthony Weiner outside his apartment in New York City.
At the end of the day, citizens are more interested in the challenge they face in their lives than anything that I have done embarrassing in my past.
No, we're not.
Actually, right now, we're pretty interested in what you've done in your past. But this is the thing. We wouldn't be if you hadn't done it again. We forgave you. Well, we forgave you. We as a nation didn't forgive you.
We moved on.
By and large, we moved on because people screw up all the time. But you just get one pass when you do something that's stupid. And when your wife stands up and says, I've forgiven him, you're like, okay, you know what? Because I understand. I know people who've gone through all kinds of challenges in their marriage. And they work on it. And they look at each other and they say, are we okay? We're okay. And then they turn to the world and they say, we're okay. And guess what? We're rooting for you. We want you to succeed. Until you screw up again. And then you admit, oh, geez, wow. Okay, so there were those three others. But after that, totally over it.
Because you can't believe it now.
It's like a sitcom. It's like, could you possibly be that stupid?
All right, let's get off of this, huh? Let's move to something that's really important, and that's the discussion on the NSA. And then there's a more discussion this week about the Zimmerman trial. So we'll get to that next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These are the top hits, the top topics of the week on the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Number two on the overview here, the NSA host Dave Gentry talking to Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about this past week's vote on a proposal that would have restricted the NSA's phone surveillance system and program.
NSA surveillance, big vote on that. Something that conservatives and liberals both seem to agree on. A lot of folks upset with what was happening with, I guess, parts of the Patriot Act, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, after this whole issue with Snowden and the NSA issue, you know, we have to have the ability to track down those who want to hurt Americans. But I think we need to make sure that our government, and we see with the IRS, which this government by intimidation that's going on there, we need to ensure that not just a Democrat administration, but Republican administrations in the future, ensure that the bureaucracy doesn't overstep its authority. And I think we did that by sending a message that Section 215 of the Patriot Act needs to be redone, and I agree with the guy who wrote it, my fellow colleague Jim Sensenbrenner out of Wisconsin.
So do you think that's going to happen? Because everyone has said, even though this is the way the vote went, we're not going to give up on this.
Yeah, no, it's going to have to happen. If the guy who wrote the Patriot Act, Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner out of Wisconsin, I walked up to him on the floor to ask him about this amendment that I voted for. He said, how are you going to vote, Jim? You're the guy who crafted this. Are they implementing this in the way that you envisioned when that law was written? And he said, no. I need to have the opportunity to make some changes, and this is an opportunity to let leadership know that we need those changes.
The Zimmerman verdict and the discussion after the trial, number three on the Countdown. Here's host Bill Carroll talking on his program about Mr. Zimmerman resurfacing just a few days after the verdict. Actually, he was involved in an accident on the highway, saving a family that was in an overturned SUV. And what Carol thinks about this as a stunt.
You're driving along and you see an overturned truck. And what do? You get out and you help pull the people out. No, that's what you do. Except this cannot have happened. This cannot be real. This has got to be some kind of very clever publicity stunt. George Zimmerman came out of hiding last Thursday just long enough to rescue a family trapped inside an overturned vehicle. The one detail that's missing from this that would convince me absolutely that it was all put up is if it was a black family, husband, wife, kids, all black, that would just, wouldn't it? You'd say, come on. That is not reported in the story, which tells me probably isn't. So there'll no doubt be people protesting on the street saying if it had been a black family, he would have let them die. We'll probably hear that. Oh, but this is just, it's too bizarre to be true. George Zimmerman, how many years have you been driving? I've been driving for decades. I'd like to think that if I came across an overturned truck, I would probably get out and try to help out. I've seen overturned trucks over there on the other side of the freeway, or police have already arrived on the scene or something like that, but I've never had the chance. How often does this happen in somebody's life?
Is he still driving around with a police radio in his car, patrolling the neighborhood, looking for accidents? The coincidence is just unbelievable to me. He's one of two men who came to the aid of this family of four, two parents and two children. They were trapped inside a blue Ford Explorer. It happened at 5:45 p.m. on Thursday, less than a mile from where he shot and killed Trayvon Martin. Here's how it's being reported on TV.
On Wednesday, it involved two parents and their two children. They rolled over after losing control. They were not injured. However, according to the Seminole County Sheriff's deputy who responded to the scene, the occupants of that vehicle said two men approached them to help pull them out of their upside-down truck. One of those men was George Zimmerman, and if in fact that is true, we presume the other one is the bodyguard that he's been living with and traveling with for most of the past year. But it does appear, based on that deputy, that George Zimmerman and whoever he was with got out and helped out of the scene and then drove away without giving any statement because they were not witnesses to the actual crash itself.
Come on. That's not real. That is not a real story. I feel like I'm the victim of a hoax.
Obamacare and the Detroit bankruptcy in the focus next here on our Talk Radio Countdown show.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure
heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Review, the overview, if you will, for the week ending Friday, the 26th. All of the top 10 topics are in the review in this hour, and we're at number 4, the discussion of Obamacare. From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Scott Voorhees talks to Grace Marie Turner from the Galen Institute to fact-check some of the comments the president has made about the implementation of his health care plan.
What was the biggest whopper in the speech?
First of all, it was a campaign speech, and it hasn't changed. I mean, he's still making all the same promises that he was making 3 years ago, but we're all 3 years smarter in realizing how many of those promises are going to be broken. There's a headline today that of government websites. Remember he said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor?
Yes.
Well, the government website promoting Obamacare says, well, you may be able to keep your doctor, but
yeah,
we're not making any promises.
Yeah, that's the Health and Human Services Department admitting now that, well, you might not be able to keep your doctor. And if I'm not mistaken, Grace Murray, this is because the rate that the government will pay doctors, the reimbursement rate, will be so low that if doctors see nothing but Obamacare and Medicaid patients, they'll be reimbursed at a clip so low they won't be able to keep the lights on in their practices.
They'll go broke. That's exactly right. That is one of the main reasons that so few doctors can afford to accept Medicaid patients, because it pays so little. They have to have private paying patients to just kind of take up the slack. But these exchanges are very likely going to pay a lot closer to Medicaid rates. So anybody on the exchanges is going to have the same kind of access problems. So no, you'll not be able to keep your doctor. But the thing that made me the craziest, well, they still call this the Affordable Care Act, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the president says, we're saving you money. And I'm thinking, this is nuts. He's talking about a particular, one of the many regulatory provisions in this law that's supposed to, that ultimately has the effect of insurance companies sending a few rebate checks to consumers for overcharging, for spending too much money on administration and not enough on medical care. Well, it's about an average of $100 per person, he said.
Uh-huh.
When you really look at that, most of those checks go to employers. They've got to figure out how to negotiate taxes that have to be paid on it, run it through payroll. The average consumer winds up getting about $5 a year in rebates. But that's the best he can say about Obama. And they hold a whole news conference in the East Room of the White House to say, we're going to save you, he says, 100, but it's really going to wind up just a few dollars.
Yeah. Detroit's situation, number five on the countdown. Here's radio host Rob Schilling talking to Bill Watson from Americans for Limited Government. They discuss what was behind the downward spiral that led to Detroit filing.
You know, I'm so disturbed by what's going on in Detroit, and I'm not sure that people understand the magnitude of the problem there, because many people have experienced personal bankruptcies and said, well, that's fine, we just charge a few thousand dollars and then we get on with our life. Is that what it's like in Detroit?
Not even close. I mean, look, Detroit has been on a downward path since the middle 1960s. So you're talking about close to 50 years of every wacky, expensive, left-wing idea that you can think of, they have tried and implemented. And what is the result? They are today $20 billion in debt. There's no way that this city of 700,000 people can begin to pay for it. You have a 20%, one in five of every house in Detroit is abandoned and needs to be torn down. They're dangerous. 78,000 dwellings are now listed as derelict and dangerous and need to be torn down. 40% of the lights, street lights, don't work. There are whole sections that have been abandoned almost in a Mel Gibson type of Thunderdome approach, mm-hmm. where there is no law. The police don't come. There are no services. But they are old, dilapidated buildings and people fending for themselves. There are bear sightings in the city of Detroit. Bears. Mm. It is being returned to nature, and it is being done. All of this came about by a city government that was so beholden to organized labor, so consumed with race hate and desire for revenge, and by a philosophy that said business is there not to, we're not there to help business grow and prosper. Business is here to support us, the politicians, in what we do, period. And like any predator, they preyed on those businesses to the point where they left. And so you end up with the situation in Detroit today where going into bankruptcy is not just a necessity, it's the only option. And it won't be something that they get out of in a year, you know, in 6 months or a year. This is going to take a very long time and a complete and total culture shift in order to escape.
Up next, immigration and the economy and Egypt. They'll be in our spotlight, our review, as the Talk Radio review for the week continues.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books, you carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount room upgrade at late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books, you carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Talk Radio Countdown, Doug Steffen here at number 6 on this week's Countdown. The continuing conversation about immigration reform. Here's host Jim Forsythe talking about a new study that finds that the ongoing debate over immigration reform is actually causing more discrimination in our country.
This study was done by the National Council of La Raza, so you can have to keep that in mind. It's an activist organization, obviously, but the actual research was done by an independent group, and the point that they're trying to make is that the continuing debate over immigration is leading to the point where even Hispanics are discriminating against other Latinos. It's a really interesting phenomenon. The National Council of La Raza's investigators called real estate agents, like people who have apartments to rent and so forth, in three cities, in San Antonio, in Atlanta, and Birmingham. And they found that even when the housing agent was himself or herself a Latino, when the person called had a Hispanic surname and what sounded, quote, like a Latin American accent, the housing person was far more likely to downplay their chances of getting the apartment, decline to give them any information about how they might qualify for the property, and in fact gave them no other options if the apartment that they wanted had already been taken. Shucks! You know something? That apartment's already rented. Sorry to break it to you. What they did was, and this kind of research has been done for a long time to kind of prove this in other areas, they had an individual that had a, quote, Mexican accent and a Hispanic surname, and then immediately after, shortly thereafter, they had an individual without an accent or a standard Texas accent and an Anglo surname call the exact same people and ask the exact same questions. So they say in 42% of the cases, there was recognizable and quantifiable discrimination that was directed toward the person with the Hispanic surname and the Latin American accent. It didn't matter if the person they called happened to be Hispanic or happened to be Anglo or African American. The ethnic background of the housing representative made no difference. It was about equal across the board in the chances that the Latino applicant was going to face some sort of higher barrier to cross to get the housing than the Anglo applicant faced. And what the National Council of La Raza and its human rights organization has determined is that the continuing debate over immigration reform and laws passed in Texas and in other states, they're saying that the constant drumbeat of these new laws being passed in these two areas, as well as talk about all the damage that illegal immigrants are doing to our society and our culture, is prompting even Hispanic citizens of this country to react in a discriminatory fashion against Latinos that they perceive to be potentially immigrants. They studied San Antonio because they wanted to study a city where the Hispanic population was a majority and all, had also been in the community for many, many generations. They studied Atlanta because Atlanta has a relatively new Hispanic population. Only in the last 15 or 20 years have Latinos been moving into Atlanta in numbers of any consequence. And they wanted to choose Birmingham because Alabama has led the country in passage of laws designed to bar illegal immigrants from the state.
The president and the economy at number seven. Here's host Preston Scott talking to Curtis Dubay from the Heritage Foundation. They discuss what the president had to say about the economy and if there's anything new and anything that he's had to say.
The president of the United States, speaking at the University of Central Missouri, had this to say about the economy.
If we don't make investments in education and manufacturing and science and research and transportation and information networks, we will be waving the white flag while other countries forge ahead in a global economy.
You hear the president say that. I hear the campaign of 2008. What do you hear?
I hear the same old, and I'm basically calling this another summer rerun. He's basically talking about more stimulus spending. We've been there, done that. We know the end result. The end result is no more economic growth.
Curtis, he also said that it's time to rebuild an economy that puts the middle class and those fighting to join it front and center. Again, it's a replay of what he's been saying, and I don't know, how do you get a pass 5 years into your administration on an economy that's floundering like this?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, right now the economy is kind of lumbering along at really below par growth. We should be growing much stronger than we are right now, and I think it's largely because of the president's own policies. There's a great deal of uncertainty across the economy with businesses, and it stems mostly from the president's major initiatives, Obamacare, Dodd-Frank, financial reform regulation, and then his refusal to deal with entitlement reform, because we still have an impending debt crisis that we haven't dealt with, and largely because the president refuses to put forward any serious plan on that front.
Curtis, if you sat down with President Barack Obama and his policy analysts as it relates to the economy, where would you start? Would you start with tax reform that covers individual taxes as well as corporate and business taxation? Or would you start with entitlement reform? Where is the best starting point, in your opinion?
I think you actually have to start with both. I mean, there's only so much that Washington can do at this point. I mean, assuming that the president will not repeal his own major laws to give businesses some certainty and to undo the negative effects they're going to have on the economy, assuming that he won't do that, you really have to start with both tax reform and entitlement reform. I don't think you can really pick and choose between them both. We need them both. So I'd suggest that he do both. I wouldn't say that one is more important than the other. Both have to be done in the near future.
Number eight on the countdown, the unrest continuing this week in Egypt. Here's analyst Eric Stickelback talking to host Doug Kellett about why we ought to be concerned about what's going on in Egypt.
Why should we care about what happens over there? Why should we over here care about what happens over there? Let me give you an example in Egypt. Right now, the Muslim Brotherhood is out of power, thank God. But I believe that Egypt may very well descend into civil war. We may see sustained civil unrest in that country. The Muslim Brotherhood is the granddaddy of them all when it comes to modern Islamic terrorist groups. They spawned Al-Qaeda. They created Hamas. So I believe there's a great chance they will not go quietly in Egypt now that they've been pushed out of power. And what does that mean? If the Brotherhood, if their radical Islamic allies in Egypt decide to turn to terrorism, say they target the Suez Canal, where a good percentage of the world's oil passes through every single day, coming from the Middle East through the Suez Canal over to Europe, and yes, here in America. If the Suez is targeted, for instance, every American will feel that in their pocketbook. Oil and gas prices will skyrocket, and every time you go to the pump, you'll feel it. Then you have the possibility of some kind of war being provoked with Israel because of all the instability in Egypt. So, yes, it affects us here in America as well.
I don't think Americans realize how serious it is over there and really where our policy is as Americans toward Israel.
Yeah, I mean, look, this administration has abandoned Israel. I say that without hesitation. This administration has abandoned Israel. Since the very beginning, Doug, of this administration, President Obama has embraced the Muslim Brotherhood. I'll give you a great example. His infamous Cairo speech back in 2009, which was going to heal relations with the Muslim world, Well, he personally requested, did his administration, requested that the Muslim Brotherhood be at that speech. Now, why would he do that? This administration believes that the Muslim Brotherhood is a force for good in the world, a moderating force that we can live with.
Up next, a new fridge in England and a suspension in Major League Baseball here on our Talk Radio Overview. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
I'm Doug Steffen. Number 9 on the countdown, the birth of the new prince in England. Host Jan Michelson says Americans ought not to be as caught up in this as we seem to be.
Why is this even cute? Why is the baby bump? Why was it even followed? I find partly, this is not unhistoric, this is not unprecedented. I spent some hours thinking about this over the last day or two. I haven't thought about it much before, but there's something, you know, I'm happy that there's a new life and a new, everything is healthy and everybody's happy and yada, 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 and that everybody is celebrating the birth of a healthy baby. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that. But under our form of government, nostalgia shouldn't even put us through this rubbish. And that's what it is. We should not, as Americans, be fawning over the British royal pretenses. I'll tell you why. Because kings, rulers, not executives, are a rejection of the godly expectation of godly self-rule under God's law, administered by godly, publicly selected administrators. You can call them judges or administrators, anything you want. Those words all sound somewhat foreign when I pile them together that way. I recognize that. But our form of government explicitly tried to emulate self-rule under rule of law, not under rule of men. War of Independence was an assertion of rex lex. That is, the law is king, the king isn't. But now Americans are systematically rejecting godly expectations, godly self-rule, God's law, and godly politicians. So what? Never mind. But if that's the case, that is why we're nostalgic for a form of oppression that our forebears escaped.
Number 10 on the countdown, Major League Baseball and the suspension of Ryan Braun. Host Doug Karsh and Scott Anderson say that there must be overwhelming evidence against Braun since he didn't even try to fight the suspension.
There must be overwhelming evidence against him because I talked to an attorney last week who told me that he had access to the Major League Baseball contract and had read it and thought that there would be no way that these suspensions would be upheld, that the players' union would battle them, and that they would probably win because the language in the contract basically called for only positive tests to lead to suspensions, and not receipts from Biogenesis, not receipts from a wellness clinic that was distributing illegal performance-enhancing drugs. And Ryan Braun has given up with no fight. Now, it's all part of, again, you talk about the legal aspect of this and the play here made by Ryan Braun. The play might very well be, okay, my team is going nowhere this year. I am facing a 100-game suspension, and I can plea bargain it down to a 65-game suspension. It'll cost me less money, and it might be my best play, but the best card to play from a legal aspect, and might cost me the least amount of money. Because in this day and age now, athletes go to the deny.
Yep.
Until they can't deny it any longer. And in the meantime, they hope they make as much money as they possibly can. Right?
Sure.
And I don't know what the public give a crap level is about PEDs, because I've been talking about this topic since the mid-90s. And I remember when someone first questioned Mark McGwire about, what is this bottle you have behind you in your locker, this androstenedione? Right. Remember, that was what started it all.
Yep.
And so I immediately went and did a little research and found out that it was just flat out, by definition, a steroid. And while the language in baseball was pretty loose at the time, and again, the people in the game didn't care all that much about steroid use, the reality is it was against the law to be using it for anything other than, prescription uses, not for recreational purposes. And that has been met, for the most part, going back the better part now of almost 20 years, it's been met with, from the people out there that listen to the radio stations that I've worked for, with disinterest. I don't know that people really care all that much about performance-enhancing drugs.
Let's recap. Major League Baseball and the suspension of Ryan Braun, number 10. The birth of England's new prince, number 9. Unrest in Egypt, number 8. Number 7, president's plan for the economy. Number 6, immigration reform. Detroit's bankruptcy is at the number 5 position. Obamacare is number 4. The Zimmerman verdict is number 3, at least the aftermath discussion of it. NSA, number 2, and number 1 is the Anthony Weiner case. Man, can you believe that? That's it. That's the review. That's all 10 of them here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.